Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Arr, ahoy, crew members. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this show. Thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, it's almost time.
What time?
It is just a little less than a year before the presidential election.
It feels like it should be tomorrow with all the hype.
It's been going on. Yes. It's been going on. And we want to keep our listenership informed, which is why we've booked another interview with one of the candidates.
Oh,
and I think, we have his phone number. Let's give him a call here. He is, do you care to guess who it is? I can give you a clue.
I imagine because we have to give equal time, it's someone from the other side.
Yeah, break on through, baby, to the other side. It is a Democrat.
Oh.
It is someone who you might call a socialist or someone with socialist leanings.
Oh, yes.
And we are calling him at his, I think he's at his Vermont home.
All right.
Vermont.
I see he's got a rotary phone.
Yeah, well, we do. I don't know what he does. We can ask him. I don't know what...
He's a maple line.
Hello?
Sanders residence.
Hi, this is Oscar and Rob from the Mike O'Mara Show. Can we speak to Bernie Sanders, please?
Speaking.
Bernie, hey, it's Rob and Oscar. How are you?
I've never, ever... ever had the pleasure of meeting you, but I would be glad to talk to you because you've obviously been put on the list. You are on my schedule to talk to you today.
How many people are you going to talk to today?
I will talk to hundreds of thousands.
Wow.
Over the air, also in my public speeches. But for today, I will be doing your, let me see where it's written down.
Right,
hold on a second,
piece of paper.
Just a second. Podcast.
Do you know
you're
what a podcast?
Doing a podcast.
Do you know
I'm
what a podcast
familiar.
Is?
Of course. I am familiar with the internet, and that's why I am here to talk to you today about the problems we have in America.
And so what's with your phone?
Because I have an old Vermont phone made of wood.
The phone is made of wood.
My phone is a... So often in our society, we try to upgrade our technologies, but I am not interested in upgrading to modern phones when mine with a cord attached to the wall works perfectly well.
Now, let me get, I'm trying to get a mental picture because when I speak to someone on the phone, I want to see
them. Get your mental picture. Get it in order.
This phone that's hanging on the wall, does it have a crank on the side of it?
No, now you're being silly. Now you're being silly. I have a wooden phone with a rotary dial.
I have a serious question, Mr. Sanders, if you don't mind.
This is Oscar?
Yes.
It's a disgrace what's happening to all the immigrants that are coming into this country. And I want to say that in a Sanders presidency, I will make sure that your people are taken care of.
What do you
Bernie,
mean, his people?
You've been a senator. You've been a colonel. You really
a
now...
colonel?
Oh, Colonel Sanders?
No, I've
no,
not
no,
been
no,
Colonel
no.
Sanders. What
that's
are you talking
that's
about?
That's an obvious mistake. He's if not even a military guy.
If you are going to mock me, I will terminate this call.
No, no, we need
I
this.
I have other more important people to be interviewed, boy.
Really?
I thought you made your fortune on chicken.
No, I did not make a fortune on chicken. I was told that I should analyze each one of you fiscally to see if you guys are being responsible.
Oscar was not at the pre-show meeting, so he didn't know what we were going to do here. You know, Bernie, you have very, very progressive, some people call them socialistic.
Let me get right to my analysts.
Please, please.
I thought you,
my analysis.
Your analysis.
I thought your platform was a bucket for everyone.
A bucket for everyone of Kentucky Fried Chicken. You're making a comment about my white hair, and you're making funny, and that's all right. Making funny
making
is fine,
funny.
But making funny is not relevant when we're talking about issues that affect everyday Americans.
When you're on the campaign
everyday
trail.
Everyday Americans are suffering.
When you're
and
on the
income does. Can you shut your cake hole, Spiewak, and let me do the goddamn bit? Thank you. Mm. Every single day, the separation between the rich and the poor. The rich get more, the poor get less, and everybody in the middle is being squeezed. Squeezed like a lemon with the juice coming out of every orifice. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You know, that's a very unpleasant analogy. Do you think America would eat it up better if you made some funny?
I don't believe in making funny. If you want funny candidates, go to the Republicans. That's the way I look at it. They are.
Zing.
How about that, boy?
Chris Christie's right. Funny, right?
Rob Spiewak, go ahead. I got your papers.
I'd love this if you could offer some analysis.
I've got your papers in front of me right here. Rob Spiewak.
Is that the paper or the phone?
All right, Bob.
Yes.
It's S-P-E-W-A-K.
Exactly.
All right, here it is. I wrote this last night.
Thank you.
There is no doubt that Americans work hard, but unfortunately, when every American is spending all of his hard-earned living going to amusement parks, they are going to lose their nest eggs.
Amusement
Rob,
what?
Stop their nest eggs.
Okay.
Rob, stop going to King's Dominion.
What? That's it? That's your solution? Yeah,
that's my solution. Less trips to the amusement park and more time at home working harder on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, very good. Who else did you analyze last night?
Oscar Santana.
Yes.
Anyone who hears my speeches knows that I love education, and I believe in education.
Yes.
But unfortunately, you have overextended yourself, and you will be bankrupt in 2 years.
2 years!
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
That's your analysis.
Now, the only person that has his house in order that I can see here is Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
Is that how you analyzed him, under the name Pony Boy?
Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
All right.
Boy.
Hey there, Pony
Boy. All right, I was up late last night writing a speech, and I did not get to finish his analysis. All I have written down here are cigarettes and spaghetti. I don't know what's wrong, but I'm very concerned about that, absolutely.
I don't know if that's good or bad, buddy.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, something.
I also believe that there's a part of my platform that I'd like to debut on your show, if you don't mind me saying. This
I love
is
that.
Mellow Bernie. Regularity. Regularity for all Americans.
Do you mean like a financial regularity?
No. I have analyzed many, many American lives, and I've traveled this great country talking to people. And what people tell me is they are not getting enough fiber.
Fiber?
Fiber is the key to regularity, especially with our veterans.
Yes.
And I believe the more fiber you can put in your diet, the better you can feel, because the more you can get your plumbing in order.
Understood. You know, in the Midwest, I believe they call it roughage, but fiber is very important. For example, what is your diet consist of, Bernie? What did you have today so far?
This morning?
Yes.
I had a maple-dipped pine cone. a maple-dipped pine cone. They are delicious. I recommend you come up here to Burlington.
To where?
Burlington, Vermont. Come to Burlington, Vermont, and have a maple-dipped pine cone. Not only is it delicious, but you will also be regular for the rest of your natural life. I think you will enjoy it, absolutely.
Maple-dipped pine cones. And,
yes.
And anything for lunch?
A stick.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
That's all you've got here, folks. Mile after mile of mall after mall. Many, many malls. Major malls and mini malls. They put the mini malls in between the major malls. And in between the mini malls, they put the mini marts. America the Beautiful. One big transcontinental commercial cesspool. And how do the people feel about all this? How do the people feel about living in a coast-to-coast shopping mall? Well, they think it's just dandy. They think it is cool as can be, because Americans love the mall. That's where they get to satisfy their two most prominent addictions, shopping and eating. Millions of semi-conscious Americans day after day shuffling through the malls, shopping and eating, especially eating. Americans love to eat. They are fatally attracted to the slow death of fast food. Hot dogs, corn dogs, triple bacon, cheeseburgers, deep fried butter dipped in pork fat and cheese whiz, mayonnaise soaked, barbecued mozzarella, patty melts. Americans will eat anything. If you were selling sauteed raccoons on a stick, Americans would buy them and eat them. Especially if you dip them in butter and put a little salsa on them.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Fiverr studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet, because they get it. If you are here, ladies and gentlemen, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Nuts.com. This very week, I told you about it yesterday. It sounded like the Grease Man there for a second. I sent my daughters, you know, sometimes when you do impressions and you do them intensely, you have to sort of erase that side of your brain.
I thought.
Well, Mike, we're sending down the deprogrammers.
Because I actually was just going to say, oi, send my daughters. I sent my daughters care packages.
Yes.
Because Nuts.com, we don't talk about this a lot, Nuts.com also has a gift portion where you can send gift baskets, and my daughters went out of their minds when they received both of them packages at the fabulous University of Mary Washington from Nuts.com. Nut munchers, you got to try Nuts.com because the quality will blow you out of the water. It's the best website ever. Great pictures, easy to navigate, easy to search. Ordering is a breeze.
Yes.
They ship fast, and the snacks were so good. Right now, new customers can get 4 free samples when you go to Nuts.com and use our code TMOS, a $15 value. You'd be nuts not to do it. Your satisfaction 100% guaranteed. Remember, it's Nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet, whatever kind you like to munch on. Let them take care of you and your taste buds. Right now, new customers get 4 free samples. Choose from over 50 options. That's a $15 value when you go to Nuts.com and use the code TMOS. That's Nuts.com. Use the code TMOS. TMOS.
That's a good one.
TMOS.
For 4 free samples with your order. Minimum purchase required. Thank you, Nuts.com. We appreciate that. So welcome.
You can just say TMOS. That's what Grandpa Bob's wife, Kathy, calls it. He said, are you listening to TMOS?
TMOS.
TMOS.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, she likes saying that. TMOS. You go to the TMOS event?
My mom will say, did you work on El Mike's show?
El Mike?
El Michael. Yeah, I was sitting there saying, you know, I copped out when I did the last Bernie Sanders impression because I did Jackie Mason. And
right.
It was quick and it was fast and I didn't think about it. But with so many people impersonating Bernie Sanders, I said, well, let me take a crack at that. And all it took was a couple of speeches. And you realize that he talks so slowly and mechanically like he is a robot all the time.
Is it because he's carefully choosing his words, or maybe he needs an upgrade as far as a chip is concerned?
I think what it is he's constantly stumbling and correcting. But what I love, Mike, we were messing around with the voice before the show. You got the voice down and you got the cadence down, but what didn't happen until we did the bit was the attitude.
Right.
The attitude is what I love. Yeah, the Bernie attitude.
Pine cone dipped in maple syrup.
Delicious.
But anyway, you never know what's going to happen on our show. That's the way it goes, boys. But welcome to the show. Whoa. I was going through my phone yesterday. I use the note feature religiously in my phone for everything. I write passwords down, appointments that I don't put in my calendar. Sometimes I just do it a lot. And
Pony just physically shivered when you said that you wrote passwords in the note portion of your phone.
Okay, well, what's a better way to spotlight that than to tell the world, Pony? Let's do this while... Rob's got the mouth. Rob's got the mouth.
I guess that's very dangerous now if everybody goes to hack Mike's note section in his phone.
Well, to be perfectly fair, I'm not the person who brought it up.
Well, who brought it up?
You did.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so hack away. I don't have anything.
No. Everybody leave Mike alone. Please.
Don't hack Mike.
Yeah, please.
For Christ's sake. Now we've challenged everybody.
Hashtag. Don't hack Mike.
That's exactly right.
One of the things I use the note section is, you know, I don't carry a notepad like the stand-up comedians do, but I will jot things down. But once in a blue moon, I will do that if I think something is so good that I want to remember it. And say it's like a Friday after the show and something happens that I want to carry over into Monday's show. So I was going through the notes and I'm like, oh, I forgot that this happened. And this is very minor, but I thought at the beginning of the show we'd include this. I'm going down the super slab of 95, the corridor that takes me from Washington D.C. down here to the great state of Florida, and you know, we're making great time. But one of the things I learned last year with my many digestive issues,
oh, yes,
is that when it's time to go big potty, it's time to go big potty.
Big and potty.
You really want to get lucky and hopefully have the kind of facility that is either in your own hotel room or on the road, but clean. And,
yes,
and on the road and clean, not really a good opportunity when you're on 95.
Same odds of winning the Powerball.
Well, you know, actually, the exactly. most appropriate pun would be it's a crapshoot.
I was in the big potty in a maybe it was a sheets. I'm not sure. Yeah. No, Rob wanted it to be a sheets.
I'm
okay?
not a fan.
Somebody might want a Wawa, and Rob, we share that. I mean, you got your sheets,
yes,
and you got your Wawa.
A Wawa is like a Nordstrom's next to a sheets.
Bingo. I completely. Oscar, would you like to weigh in?
I completely agree. The only Wawa I really have reference to is the Wawa that used to be in College Park. And that one wasn't like a sheets,
okay,
and it wasn't like a Nordstrom's. It was
because the Wawa's destroyed in that part of the country, down Annapolis way, have been around for a long, long time. Yeah. And by the way, there's
a Wawa in Glen Burnie that I wish they had rooms for rent. It's great.
The following joke will be very, very politically incorrect.
That's
what is Helen Keller's favorite convenience store?
What, Mike?
Wawa. I'm sorry.
You guys are going to hell.
I know. But look, it's an oldie.
Patty Duke taught him that joke.
Taught me that joke. So it's not a sheets. It's not a Wawa.
Was it a pilot?
It was smaller than a pilot.
Yes. Oh god!
It might have been a poop and go.
Oh, they're excellent.
Yeah,
that's
I like
good
the poop and go. You can get your Funyuns. And drop off some kids at the pool, and you're on your way.
Mike, a lot of
and
people, you
fill
know,
up at the same time too.
We have an international listenership, so a lot of people aren't familiar with many of the businesses that prosper in the southeastern portion.
When you're traveling the fruited plain, I recommend foreigners stop by the poop and go.
Yes, it's the poop and go.
It's really
there's not really,
really
a poop and go, is there?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's
what not
is
really
the matter with you.
Holy God, get him! You need a vacation. If you're,
I
you're,
do,
come on now. You really, you
well,
truly
no,
do.
Well, I don't know half the things that are in the South. Honestly, I
poop
don't
and
go,
go
there.
Think about it, poop and go.
Mike,
like what? You're gonna take a dump and get your.
There
desk
are worse restaurants that I thought would never work.
Poop
and they
go
work.
Mike, exit 285A. You can go to the poop and go or the Iron Skillet.
Well, bless your heart. Welcome to the poop and go. We've got a Krispy Kreme coming in just next month here. Welcome to Florence. Welcome to Florence, South Carolina.
How would you like to have
hold on a
beautiful
sec
soda?
Breaking news.
Yes.
From
it's a real company.
It's a real
poop
company.
Poop and go is a real company.
But not a gas station.
Not a gas station, but they make toilet paper and all sorts of.
Well,
that's impressive.
That's fantastic. That's
see,
great.
Americans.
Thank
will,
you for that.
Americans will not
them
stop at something that catches someone's eye, right?
I don't understand what you yeah just said.
Well, no, it's fun. Like if you have the freedom to create a company with a fun name, and you can create some sort of
Rob, you ever feel like
demand?
You're building a wall, and then there are guys standing right in the back of you, and they're just taking every brick off of the wall as you're moving down that comedy wall, and they're just sitting there, Pony and Oscar just going, let's take this one off, let's take this one off, let's take
Mike,
this
one
off. I had poop and go, it was perfectly good, then Oscar says, is it real? And then Pony confirms that it's real, and I'm sitting here with my dick in my hand. I mean, this is,
they're
you know,
just
boys,
questions.
It's called comedy, for God's sake. Oh, I'm getting all
here's the big one, get the paddles, call Carla.
Oh,
I think
God
you need another pine cone.
That's a very... That is a very, very good sign.
So you stop off at poop and go because you got the fecal urgency.
I got the urgency, and I hate it.
It's the worst.
I've discussed this. I've discussed my bowel habits on every incarnation of the Mike O'Mara Show and the Don and Mike Show. I will tell you that I'm incredibly, incredibly particular when it comes to where I want. That's why I used to find that particular bathroom in Lord and Taylor's in Fairfax,
yes,
in the Fairfax
was
Mall.
To.
Yeah,
that was my
Fair
go-to.
Oaks.
It was so clean.
That's not
Fair
an
Oaks
easy. The fact that you would travel off a ramp to that Lord and
yes
Taylor, I mean, you really
right
were actively looking for something clean.
And department
I wanted
stores
something
hide
good. That,
yes,
yeah. Department stores hide their bathrooms. Yeah.
They do. They do. Yeah. But they're clean normally and
yes.
And usually empty. So I could just defecate yeah. to my heart's
empty
content.
Empty until you get there.
You know, I could sing the tra la la song as I was in, la 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 la. So it was it was with a great deal of angst that I had to pull off the highway and realize that no matter what this place was, I was going to have to go in and do it. Now, even with that said, I have done that before and gotten to the stall portion and said, no, this will not
be. Oh, really?
No, because the filth is so significant that I won't even do it. This was not the case with this particular stall. It looked like it had been maintained, and so I...
May I ask a question of you? Have you ever... We went for a rather extended period of time over the summer because we had never really done it. We went and spent about a couple hours at South of the Border.
Yes.
Right.
And have you ever done a bathroom stop there? Did you ever go?
No, Carla did. And the only reason I don't now is Carla did and got back in the car and said it was one of the foulest she had ever done.
Not only, I'm going to take hygiene, maintenance, cleanliness, all of that out of it. Do you know that the stalls aren't even stalls per se? There's just a series of cinder block walls celebrate the toilet.
I have been in there.
It's horrifying.
Cinder block wall.
It's like going to prison.
It's like a scene from, this is for our older listeners, a scene from Papillon.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it's like at South of the Border.
Pedro says, pull your teeth.
Yeah.
There's the,
Pedro says, 6 months in solitary.
There's a shell next to Big O and Duke's that has nudie magazines in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That is... Oh,
yeah. It's
God.
Under new management now, so I don't know if they still kept them in there.
But you realize if that is the case,
yeah.
That means
yeah.
There's
yeah.
Johnny Pervolino out there that visits that particular yeah. place to get yeah. his.
You gotta go.
It's like going to an old art theater.
Oh my God.
And
oh.
It's not I've hypothesized and we've thought about it. Is it someone that's just stashing them there because he doesn't know any better, or is it the actual establishment saying, well,
this will bring him in.
Some light reading.
You know what
so
it could
gross.
Be? Yeah. It could be a young kid with Crohn's disease that's hiding stuff from his parents. Gotta go to the bathroom, Mom. I'll be back in 3 hours.
My God. You know, as somebody that grew up on magazines, I truly... that's disgusting.
That is horrible.
I would turn around. I
just
would turn tail.
Ever been to a barbershop that had a nudie mag in it? Once in New York City.
Really?
I was in Little Italy, and I went to get my flat top tuned up, and I sat down, and the guy said, we're going to get to you soon. Or at least that's what I heard. And sitting down, you know, where you would see normally like Sports Illustrated or People, there was like Playboy and Hustler. And I was like, wow,
yeah.
Really?
Just laying tower out
anytime,
pizza.
Yeah.
Anytime Rob mentions Italian, I have to play Louis Prima. Anyway, so... I walk into the stall. It's clean. I said, okay, let me start my business. And then you're there and you begin. And so you're locked into it. You know, there's no turning back right now. Okay. You've reached DEFCON 4. I wrote down in my phone right here. I wrote down what was on the wall.
Oh,
the graffiti.
Okay.
Now,
is
the
this
first
on the wall of the stall?
On the wall of the metal stall.
Right.
Written
right.
on the, written on the metal, three separate, little things, okay?
Yeah.
The first sentence was, Mystic Firefox needs great big white D now. But he didn't say D. He said that
oh, of again. Course, yes.
Mystic Firefox needs great big white D now. See, the fact that it's Mystic Firefox, that just disturbed me right away. You know, there was just something that was
it,
just a little
was
little
it an at
there.
Symbol, maybe for Twitter?
I have no idea what it was.
Because
I don't think they
be...
were thinking that, Oscar. I really don't think they were.
Well, no,
because
then you could contact them through Twitter and say, hey, I've got the big, great white D. Let's do this.
Yeah, come on.
Get her done. If you want to meet me off the 95,
yeah,
because
I figure usually it's for a good time, meet me here at 4 p.m. or whatever.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
underneath that it says, a house of degenerates and flies.
Oh, scary.
Yeah.
I don't like
so
that
I'm
one.
Mid BM.
I'm into the
and
white
I'm looking
D
at this,
more
yeah,
than I am that one.
Well, I'm getting a little just, you know, where is the serial killer?
Yeah.
Is he lurking outside? Is he going to come in while I'm in here? And I don't know what the initials meant, but somebody else might, maybe in a little subculture that we have
all
in
right,
America.
Perk up, Adrian. This is where you really can shine.
there is an arrow, an arrow under the last one that
directions.
Says. And I look, I if I'm being dirty here, I don't even know I am. It says, put under here for BKM.
Mm.
Does anybody know what
BKM?
Pony flying over his keyboard right now. I mean, just
Pony pretending not to understand. That's he's going to win best supporting actor for this.
BKM, yeah.
BKM. So it's not Burger King.
No. Mm-hmm. Burger King man. Billy BKM. Crystal's
We're
mother.
A bunch of squares in here. Mm-hmm. What deviant knows what this is?
Are you
speak
Googling
up.
It?
I'm looking.
So would you have been creeped out? I actually
absolutely.
Wrote it. Mystic Firefox needs great big white D now. A house of degenerates and flies. And put under here for BKM.
The big D is okay with me. The BKM.
Can we isolate that right
you know,
away?
He's referenced it three times in
well,
this
Well, because
discussion.
I'm trying to think what's the scariest.
Yeah.
The middle one, the house of... That's the scariest.
To me, I agree.
You
because
just don't know if it's about murder or this guy's upset or this is where he catches his prey.
And it's surreal, too. I mean, it's actually, there's a little bit of like a literary skill there, House of Degenerates and
Flies.
Yeah,
this guy may be so smart, he knows that he's warning you, but people are so dumb that we don't know where that's from.
Mr. O'Mara, the graffiti is coming from within the bathroom.
Yeah, well, that's it. You're fine with that first one until you meet Mystic Firefox. You know? And Mr. Firefox
well,
is like Louis Anderson with artificial teas.
Well, as far as like... I guess as
Hi
far
there.
As
like
Meatloaf, Firefox,
Meatloaf yeah. and Fight Club,
right?
As far as being alarming, that's what I mean. Okay, like right. I'm not going to be
it's
upset.
Like
I was
Michael
like, oh,
Strahan just... with a red wig and crotchless panties. Yeah. Hi, I'm Mystic Firefox. Can I come
Pony
in?
Boy, anything.
All I see is butt kicking mode.
Oh, butt kicking mode.
Put
oh.
under here for butt kicking mode.
Yeah.
Mike, let me do a little research here. I've been down this road. Hold
That's
on.
Fine. We look forward to that. We're going to take a break when we come back. Another big story in my son's life. I have to tell you this. This is not pleasant either. This is.
Oh.
It's not the end of the world, but at the same time, he was attacked in preschool.
What?
Yeah. Never too early to
not okay.
learn that people are nasty. It's everything's fine. He's going to be okay. But, well, it left a mark. And I'll tell you all about that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Yogi Bear.
And on this episode of the show, Yogi Bear and Don Wrinkles.
Together?
Also, we recap the two-man march. Have your knees recovered?
No.
And also, Rob Ford tells us about his new boom roommate.
Oh, boy.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Sleep Number. The holidays right around the corner this year. Why not give yourself the best gift of all? It's the gift that I've been enjoying for so long. It's the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. You know, every night, guys, I'm not exaggerating this. Every single night when I lay down and I lay me down to sleep, I will tell you something. I am so blessed to have my Sleep Number bed. I truly, truly love it. Every Sleep Number bed is available with Sleep IQ technology. That means you can have the best sleep of your life, and you can prove it because you can get the analysis of it. And that's what we're all about, is getting data and breaking it down and understanding what sleep is and how it can help you to sleep better. Optional Sleep IQ technology will track your sleep so you know how to adjust for optimum slumber, whether it's changing your Sleep Number setting or making different lifestyle choices. You'll know what's working because Sleep IQ tells you. Plus, the Sleep Number mattress lets you choose the exact comfort that your body needs. And since each side is adjustable, it is the perfect bed for couples. Sure. I speak from experience. Right now, you can save $500 on the Sleep Number Veterans Day Special Edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. No better sleep. Sleep Number beds and Sleep IQ are only available at any of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to lose your balance and catch yourself. And tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
I found it.
You found it?
Oh, no. Oh, no. You found BKM.
And you know what? The smile on his face says to me that I'm not really sure we're going to be pleased with the result.
Well, it's nothing that we can't say on the radio, right?
Okay.
So it's what was the context again, just for a reminder? And again, and just for a refresher.
Arrow on bathroom stall that says, put under here for BKM.
Now, I had a thought during the promo, and I didn't do any research. Can I guess?
Please.
Is it bind, kill, murder?
No, no.
Okay,
no.
Because wasn't there was a there was a serial killer.
Jeez, who's the real sick guy?
Wasn't
here.
There a BTK bind, torture, kill, murder?
BDK.
Oh, then and now he reviews
and
movies.
And of course, it's a famous television personality on Fox News who's like, about to make a lady very, very happy.
Yes.
But then again, he probably already has been. If you know. All right, sorry
Look
about
at
that,
you.
Kevin. Kevin likes to put that in his past, but I'm sorry. When the junkies branded it for 15 years, sorry. It's hard to do. It's hard to put that away. I'll never forget the first time I found out what BDK meant. And I was like, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when a guy hears that about another guy, do you not look at that guy differently? You know?
Yeah.
It's like,
so
wow,
true.
Hey. You know, I remember hearing that the first day I heard that, and then he's walking down the hallway. I said, "Hey, pal, you running in the Kentucky Derby this weekend?"
You know who always brings it up is Sean Yancey at Channel 5. She never.
You know, I would. Would you venture to say probably the staff over there doesn't even know it?
No, I bet they know it.
Really?
I bet they know. Yeah, because okay. You know what? He started there so long ago that I think probably his reputation came along with him.
Yeah, for
As
sure.
As a matter of fact, it's probably why he got hired.
Yeah, well, he did. I talked to Tony and
all about it.
He was pretty tenacious on – he actually pitched Tony on reviewing movies on Tony's show.
Yeah, well, that's how he – I mean, Kevin's had that kind of initiative the whole
it's
time.
It's phenomenal.
You know, and the thing about it is that, he got like a gazillion likes for his engagement. And then it's weird to look at his social media because you will look at Kevin McCarthy, who's a good friend of the show. And
nice fellow.
Just a sweet guy. Just a wonderfully sweet guy. That exuberance he has. I think it's probably there's a little shtick there. But overall, he really is that gassed. And you will see. Him, when he got engaged, it exploded, and then the following week, he'll be talking to Bryan Cranston, and it gets like 56 likes. It's weird. People love him. He's got it. Kevin, you're the story. You got to start realizing that. You're becoming
and
a
it's not just
a
like
a star.
It's not just like a selfie with Bryan Cranston. He gave him a tie clip.
Yes.
That Bryan Cranston wore at a presentation. I mean, he connects with celebrities
but
in a way that
but people
never
love
see.
Kevin's personal story.
Yeah.
That's a social media. I'm
pretty
learning
cool.
that a little bit more.
Yeah.
They don't like who you know. It's not name dropping, but they love your personal story. That's
fair
very,
enough.
Very cool. So BKM, did we find out what it meant?
Black King Mandingo. So, Mandingo
right, we're gonna,
is not.
We're gonna move.
It's not
oh,
a
boy.
Film reference
okay.
for
know,
the film,
right?
Oh, it was a great movie. I believe it had James Mason in it. Mike.
Okay, yes. Stop. Yeah. Behave yourself. Now you weren't on a subject. I don't want him on this subject.
All right, let's pivot.
All right, very,
pivot!
Very good.
Pivot!
Yes,
I just always like when you do that impression. It's a winner.
Just resolution, right. Mike. That's all
Thank
we needed.
You. That's so nice. Yeah, so That was an actor in the movie.
Did you slide under here? What did you slide under there?
I did my business and I got out of the stall. I got out of the stall, Oscar. I didn't want to stay in there any longer. My God, Mystic Firefox needs BKM. Who knows what's going on? It was ridiculous. It was scary. Very, very scary. So
we've learned something.
Be aware of that.
Yeah, be very aware.
Yeah. Let me just say this about this great country of ours. To the Carolinas. North and South. May I just say, I've had a lot of experience traveling that super slab, and your bathrooms really do suck in general. They truly do. And I just like to see better maintenance, you know.
I think it has to do with the diet.
God, why would it have to do with the diet?
Well, I mean, you know, the Southern food, like a lot of fried food, a lot of rich foods. And, you know, it's hard to stay ahead of the curve.
It's a volume issue.
How are you shrimp and grits, boy? Yeah, they were fantastic, sir. I really enjoyed them. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. But anyway, my son started preschool a couple of weeks ago, and it's great for mama. It's great for dad.
How often does he go?
3 days a week.
Okay.
3 days a week for a long part of the day. We have the 3 or the 5 hour option. And, it's so funny when parents are trying to be good parents, but you're like realizing that 5 hours would be 5 hours of total bliss. That
yes.
He's getting structure. He's socializing with other kids, but you're free. we went with the 5 hour option.
You make decisions and you really go with. I remember when Robert first went into kindergarten and in Fairfax County, it was either AM or PM kindergarten, mm-hmm. right? And one started at like 8 and one started at, I believe, 11:30. And the 8 o'clock just wasn't working for us. and he got assigned to AM kindergarten.
The 1130 is where all the alcoholic mothers show up.
That's right.
All the Chardonnay minivans pull up and go, I'm really sorry I couldn't make it for the 1130. Thank you very much.
Carrie called the school and said, we were wondering if it'd be possible. It works for us much better to put him in the afternoon kindergarten. They said, I'm sorry, it's set. Yeah. And we can't do it.
It works for us, Mike. It works for them better.
So what I did, and I'm not proud of this, I called and said, I don't know if you're aware of this. It would be on his file. Robert's a cancer survivor, and he has...
Oh, my God.
He has trouble in the morning sometimes, muscle issues.
You are the gamer of gamers.
And they said, absolutely, God. Mr. Spiewak, that will be fine. We'll start him in the afternoon. And I hung up the phone and I went, ha, 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 ha.
Hey, what the hell? Use whatever you got. Hey, God throws you that curveball, you know, what the hell? Go for it,
yeah,
right?
Use it if you can.
That is disgusting.
Hey, he did very well in that class, by the way.
So he rolls in, and he's in there at 9 o'clock. He's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and we're really, really delighted with the school that he's in. Very, very good staff, very good teachers, clean, clean, clean. And to be honest, when you can walk into a preschool and see that, we saw a few of them, and that's kind of how you judge it. Excuse me, but there are people that let, you know, you have 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, and 4-year-olds running around all day. You got to police it.
Oh, we interviewed a couple schools that had the distinct smell of lingering urine when you walked in.
It's
and
very,
you say,
very
no,
nasty.
This is not the preschool for us.
Yeah, and they just don't tend to it.
Right.
You know, when you know, it's like, oh, look at that. What a lovely set of blocks with grape jelly on them.
Oh.
Isn't that just great? You know, so you just don't want that. So he's happy. He's fine. Mama comes home with him yesterday and says, Michael was bitten.
Oh.
Michael was bitten. Bitten. And I'm like, bitten? And she's changing him at the time. She got him on the changing table. Said, yeah, he was bitten. I said, oh, well, you know, kids do that. Yeah,
sure.
He was bitten. I said, no, come over here. And I look, and on his forearm is the perfect red welt outline of teeth marks where he was really.
Oh, that's not good.
Now, one of the things when we put him in this preschool that I observed was just how many staff members there were in the classroom. It was overwhelming. But I obviously that ratio, someone was looking in the other direction. Because you know, I'm Irish. I'm about one thing. I'm about who did this? Who did this? Let me see this little
student. Dead. The attendant, dead. His
we're
going to
burn the house
dead.
Down. We're going to pee on the ashes. That's what we're going to do. Dead, 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 dead. You don't bite. Hey, okay. Well, is that a baby tooth? Is that a baby? How about we pull that baby tooth? So anyway, no. They didn't see the culprit. They didn't see it happen.
What?
And look, no, of course. You're not. Look, you've had 2-year-olds. You can't have eyes on 2-year-olds. How many times during the day we you look the other way, something happens, happened,
did you demand dental records?
Nah. Yeah, wait, do you know what? It happened, somebody looked away. No, but Carla had to fill out an incident report.
Ooh, oh, that's not okay.
Oh, wow.
And the mark was there, and all I got from him was that, and here we go, guys, it was a girl.
Oh,
that's all he said.
Hey.
I said, was it a boy or girl? A girl. And you know, he's not communicating that
just
yet.
Like
they
his papa.
What does that even mean? I know what Oscar's saying.
In 16
a valuable lesson to learn right out of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. They're going to bite you. You know, I'm surprised it wasn't on his ace.
Yeah.
There you go.
Little Michael, sometimes women can love you.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can hurt you.
That's absolutely.
Let's work
that's
on a new word of the day.
Break your heart.
Prenup. Prenup. Prenup.
Yeah, from preschool.
Prenup. 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 Prenup.
From preschool to prenup.
That's your new book, isn't it?
Preschool to prenup.
How were you able to determine it was a female that bit him? Did it come from Michael?
Well, we weren't. So there's no, you know, there's no culprit here. We don't know who bit him.
There's no glitter all over his arm.
It's a little baby bite. You know, it's a little baby.
So
mouth,
it's so not a teacher.
It's not a teacher. You know,
it's definitely human.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Wait till the next full moon.
Yeah.
And we'll see.
Ooh. You know, I here's the thing. I am very engaged in my child's life, but somehow this might be my fear of school and the fact that I tend to, you know, my engagement level is I like going down and seeing the school. I like reading about it. I research it online. I look at their curriculum. I see what his structure is. I see what they're going to do. I'm engaged in that way. You know, when it comes to the day-to-day operations, once I've made my decision, much like this show, it's like, okay, get her done. And that's kind of the way I do it with the kids in school. And so, you know, I'm not one of these parents that wants to go. Now, my initial reaction is one of, you know, oh, little bastard,
sure,
you know, that did this, you know.
Hey, I'm like, hey, it's a little then, girl, how dare you?
Yeah, well, I shouldn't could call be. That, but I was a little freaked out because that's pretty over the top when a kid is doing that, biting. That's not cool. Not
oh,
cool
I agree. Yeah.
They just went through it with Lily on Modern Family.
And well, so was she biting?
Yes, she was. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, she was biting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, if it's on Modern Family, you know it's got to be true. Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, hilarious. I hope he does better. I really do. I hope he's okay. And, you know, I wish him the very best.
Does a kid that young know that something had happened to him? Does he point to it? Is it just a
small
bump?
Yeah, how's he doing with it?
Like, how do they process
it? He doesn't even care. We had to pull his arm out and look at it. He's not rubbing it or he's not in any pain. And that's not, you know, we went on a little golf cart ride and he was telling me that's where he found out it was a girl. I said, was this a girl, Michael? Yes. And that's what I got.
Okay.
And then he goes, what abysses? What abysses? He looks at the bird, the white ibises. He's identifying birds. Right. That's my little guy. He's a cool little guy.
White ibises.
We'll come back and we will talk about technology, everybody. Is anybody nervous about the new paying technology like I am? I think that we are doing what we love to do in this country. Our technology is getting ahead of our security. That's just my hunch. Mm. We'll talk to a tech expert, Oscar Santana,
about how you
pay. And then a great tribute to a fast food chain when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. CH Wine. Want to welcome them back as a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. The best wine comes from the best vineyards, but sometimes those vineyards make a little too much wine. Cameron Hughes finds premium vineyards that have a little extra of the best.
Thank you, Bernie.
They buy those extra bottles then sell direct to customers. Cameron Hughes allows you to drink the exact same wine that you would find at expensive high-end wineries, but you're paying a lot less. How much less, Bernie? 40% to 80% less.
Does that make Cameron fiscal Hughes... sense, Bernie?
What?
Does that make fiscal sense, Bernie?
Cameron Hughes recently received two of the top three spots for top value Cabernet from Wine Spectator, not to mention hundreds of gold, double gold, and platinum medals. This wine is a sure thing for the holiday season. Cameron Hughes only delivers the best wine, so your friends, family, and coworkers will be terribly impressed. Why serve mediocre wine to your guests or yourself when you can serve fantastic wine at fantastic prices? Cameron Hughes is available nationwide, but we convinced Cameron to make this exclusive online offer for our listeners. What do they get, Bernie? Free shipping, a free sommelier corkscrew. That is a $25 value. Thank you, Bernie. These wines are already a great deal, and this offer makes it a no-brainer. That's right. I speak when spoken to, Bernie. All right. The only way to get the free shipping and a free sommelier corkscrew is to go to chwine.com, click the microphone in the upper left-hand corner, and enter TMOS. That's chwine.com. Click the mic, enter TMOS. Don't wait. This deal won't last. I want you to go online and order some today, chwine.com. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Okay. You're seeing a lot now. They're advertising it now. A phone app where you kind of just scan your credit card and your phone and you wave it over the device where you're going to pay. And it's making me extremely nervous. We have not even gotten past the fact that the little computer chip that they're putting on credit cards that you're supposed to have intercourse with the machine.
Chip and pin.
As opposed to sliding the, what is it? What's it called?
Chip and pin.
They don't even, a lot of the machines are in there, but the stores don't have it ready to go. So, we're jumping already to it's in your phone and all your credit cards
How
are going to be in your
phone.
How dare
they, Mike?
And we're still getting hacked at these superstores. So my question, Oscar, is how secure is all this crap?
Well,
because I'm worried about it. I really am.
It's meant to be more secure. I also, let me add this. At one point, people were upset that they were putting newspapers online. And now we all for the most part, read the newspaper online, right?
Right, sure, and you don't get your fingers dirty.
I pay the extra fee to get the Washington Post to get full access. I pay the extra fee for the Wall Street Journal, and I don't mind doing that. I get a hard paper delivered to my home for some reason, it's part of the package.
Right.
You know what I do? I give it to my neighbor. That's all I do because I'm not going to read the hard paper, right?
Yeah, but what he's doing there, he's campaigning.
Online creature.
He's campaigning to be president again. He wants to be president of the building again. He said, yes. Can this paper guarantee me your vote? Thank you, citizen.
I want nothing to do with that.
That lovely man in 1A gives me his paper every day. Isn't that wonderful?
I liken it to that technology. The reason why, and by the way, Chip and Pin is not a new technology, just to cover that quickly.
It's Chip.
And I'm Pin.
It's been in Europe for some time now, and really it's meant, the two-prong effect. And if you're not aware of this, you'll probably get a new card if you haven't already with a chip in your card.
Sure.
I have one credit card with the chip on it.
And you'll have to insert the chip into your checkout device at any of your establishments that you shop at, and then put a pin in to confirm the transaction.
All right? No, I don't have to put a pin in.
Not yet. You don't have to do it yet. But eventually, we all will have to do that. That's part of the process.
Wait. The one when I've used it, and I use it, at
Target.
The
Target,
big box,
you definitely have to.
Walmart,
use it.
You can use it. Yeah. They have them at Walmart, and you put it in there, and they just you just have to sign.
So essentially, in the long run, we will have to use both because that's the secure aspect of the you have the actual card and you have your PIN. So it's
another
redundancy,
password.
Right?
Great.
It's just four digits. I think you can handle that. So I think we all can. So it'll be a numeric PIN, right?
Right.
You know what? Well, even though it's four digits, you can make it super secure. I use a special one.
6969.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Shh. Don't tell anyone.
No.
You can find it in his iPhone.
Don't tell anyone.
So
the notes section. Yeah.
So
all my passwords are.
You will.
A series of 1, 2, 3, 4s going right
now. Dozens of them.
Yes.
You will. And it really right now. If you go to a local Target.
Yeah.
Especially if you have an American Express, you have to use the slot. You have to like put it in the little machine.
Yeah, you do.
And they make you do it because of the breach they had, right? Just for a little added security. So that's one.
And at Target, you don't have to put a pin in yet, though. At Target,
you don't.
Right?
But this is where once it fully takes effect, the onus is on the actual vendor or the place that you're buying your products from.
Vendor is probably
okay because or the merchant.
Okay.
Because
right.
The onus is on them because if the transaction isn't used with the chip and PIN, they are liable for any fraud that comes through. No longer will the credit card companies be liable for a transaction that isn't with a chip and PIN transaction.
And we're talking about billions of dollars.
Billions
here,
of dollars. So, and if you're a small shop or a gas station, you better comply eventually because you'll be liable.
At Target, you use it as a credit card, you don't need to use a PIN number. If you use it as a debit card, they still will ask you for a code. Because Carrie has what is called the red card.
Okay.
And that's a setup as a debit card because she gets some points or something.
Yes.
We use it for prescriptions and stuff. But you need a PIN card, PIN number for that.
Well, that's a debit card.
Yeah, eventually.
Okay. That's the difference between a debit card and a credit card. I know that.
Well, remember, he doesn't
I guess
deal
I'm
with
the stupid one here then.
Well, no, you didn't know that?
No, I'm
Are
saying,
you that out of touch that you don't even know what a debit card is? You talked about a debit card like it was this new technology.
No, I'm not trying to say it's like new technology. What I'm saying is that when he was talking about whether
this thing called a debit card that actually takes money directly out of our account.
There, actually, what happened is I went to a place and they gave me small pieces of green paper. And as the numbers got bigger.
Did you know that?
I know what the difference is. But the thing is when you scan a card, they sometimes ask you for a PIN number. Sometimes they don't.
Yeah, because
they say credit or debit.
Credit or debit.
Right, and that's all you have to know whether you have to know the number or not.
Does your mommy give you like cash to go out to shop or what? I mean,
I do just fine.
What happens when you go to Costco?
What card? I am not bombarded with annoying questions.
No, these are fair questions. You were kind enough to really step up and say, "Look, there's this card that Carrie uses
at
and
Costco,
she's got to put a pin in sometimes.
And it's got our bank on it."
At Costco, you have to use a PIN number. Because we use the bank card. Yes.
You don't have to use a PIN number at Costco. If you use a credit card,
you don't.
You don't.
But I use the debit card there, so you do have to use it.
Yeah, but do you
but you could use a credit card, Rob.
Yes.
I don't use that, though. That's
okay,
not me.
So, so he doesn't, it's not out of his circle, so he doesn't, that's
okay,
funny.
To be
all
fair
right.
to
you
all
know
of
you
us.
Can use a credit card, correct?
Do you know the difference
did
between
you,
a credit?
Did you think
yeah,
so?
You can use it. No, you can. Yeah, you can.
Did you think that you could only use
no.
that debit card?
No, because I know for a fact that there is people use American Express all the time.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just checking. I just because you worry me sometimes.
Well, Mike, you've got plenty to worry about. Don't include me.
Do you know the difference between a debit and a credit card?
Yes. A debit card deducts from an account that already has money in it, and a credit card you'll be
like
billed.
A bank.
Yes, Mike.
Like your bank account. That's how I would put it, Rob. Like your bank account.
What's the difference between
how did I say that was so stupid?
It's just the way you said
the debit card deducts from an account that you have in a place somewhere in Magic Land.
That's exactly what I said. I remember saying Magic Land. That's it.
Okay.
And then the money fairy comes down, the carry money fairy comes down, mm-hmm. poops the money down.
You know, I've always wondered this, actually.
Yes.
And if you could clarify, and I know we're doing a bit here, but I'm fascinated by the way that you run your personal banking system, right?
Right, right.
So Carrie gives you a debit card.
Yes.
And she recharges it every week or month?
No, it's hooked to our checking account.
Okay, but she gives you a budget.
No, I just buy what I need, and if we, you know, we touch base, we talk about what we're going to do.
And you check it online and
yes.
stuff.
What's
do
the
you,
hard
you go
rule,
online?
Though?
I have gone online. I don't as a rule.
What? Okay. Remember when you had to hide the fact that you needed a new iPad from your wife?
No, I never hid it from her. I just did it because
he is going into ancient history now.
Well, I'm trying.
We didn't have the money to cover it.
Yes,
and so and I needed it that day
for work. Yes.
So what happened is we went and we were able to get the money. We didn't want to charge it. We wanted to pay for it.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, when Rob is doing this, this is the Rob Kano. This is Rob Kano right now because you can hear Rob is like being kind of, right now the lava in the volcano. It's always gonna end up in it, and then Oscar, we had a big dish of F you.
Oh, look, I'll stop my line of questioning with this.
Okay,
do you understand the concept of chip and PIN now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, when your card eventually will have to be inserted in the slot and the PIN,
right,
and you will use. Do you use one card for the entire family or multiple cards?
We have one primary card and then what I would call like an emergency card.
Got it. Okay. That's probably the best way to roll. Right. So he's good. He's up to speed now.
Are you exhausted now, Rob? You seem like beaten down.
I feel refreshed. I feel refreshed.
You hate it. You hate this. Every fiber of your being hates this discussion.
No, I just can't wait for the show to be over because I have to answer an email from a guy named BKM. I don't even know what this means. And that'll be nice. No, you know what? I'm not a financially oriented guy. That has been proven over and over again.
Yeah, well, you know,
but there's a difference between financially oriented and not understanding the way money works. Right? There's a big difference.
He likes money. He likes money.
Oh, I enjoy it greatly.
He likes a bargain. He can deal with like cable companies.
Is it because the vegetable stand didn't take credit?
Why? You are all over the place. You know what he's doing? This is like a dirty bomb of trying to get at me. He's pulling everything he can out right now.
Well, here, let me just get back to the. Let me get us back on track because
we don't take credit.
That's right.
This is what I think. I believe that when
it was my hustle, it's all I had. All right.
Okay.
So relax.
We're talking about the credit card with the chip, which is going to say makes things more secure. We are not talking about what I set up for this discussion, which is this. In your iPhone scanning thing,
there are other apps that are doing this.
I have one, as a matter of fact, to show you even as we speak.
Google Wallet. Okay.
I have 1906 right now in my Starbucks app, and I can pay at Starbucks.
That is sweet.
And what I do is that's connected to PayPal, which is connected.
Look at you.
See?
You know the banking system.
See, and that's great.
He knows more than we give him credit for.
Damn.
But the thing is that, you
face.
Know, sometimes...
I mean, he just pulled that app up with the barcode and said, look, F
account
you.
Number
okay,
and all.
Let me get back to my, before we get Please. Off track, I want to note my original question. With this waving and scanning, it just seems to me when I see that you would be having a technology that, like someone observing a PIN number
yes.
with the proper kind of receiving device, just like people who can get your Wi-Fi.
Interception.
You would be in a difficult situation. Is that completely implausible to you, or is that a possibility? Because, you know, you're literally walking up to their little scanner, and you're waving your phone over it, and that's how you're paying for your purchase. That seems to me that it could be problematic.
Let me ask a follow-up question, yes. And this will involve both you and Pony, because Pony's into computer security. Mm-hmm. It seems to me every time something is made for our convenience, it also opens doors that makes us more accessible by bad people.
I would say this is safer because every transaction has its own encryption.
Okay.
So you have a different type of transaction. Mm-hmm.
I would think that there are people that are much smarter than we are that have been working on this, and they wouldn't have you wave a device over another device without making sure that it was secure.
Some say because there is no physical interaction, it is safer because you're taking variables out of the transaction.
However, it just seems to me that I'm using the technology that I used to use to get into like a rec center where you have a key tag thing and you just wave it in front of a scanner.
Or a hotel where they do it now where you wave.
Precisely.
The hotel.
And you got to get in. Yep. That seems like older technology, but I guess it's more modern than we know.
The logic also is that your phone should have some sort of security on there, and you have it at all times, right?
Sure.
Unless you take it to your old apartment in Laurel, Maryland. Then you get yourself in a problem. Pony, what's your opinion on this? Because you were asked, what do you think about this?
Oscar is absolutely right. Every transaction has a unique...
That's the truth.
Every transaction has a unique encryption that is virtually impossible to break as of right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so as we stand now, the technology is solid. What about if you put on your prediction hat? Mm-hmm. What about, say, 18 months from now?
Well, 18 months from now, it'll be fine. But maybe in another 10 years, it might not be secure. But by then, we'll have more
security.
So
that's good. To me, when you talk about the speed in which hackers operate and the way these minds, these evil geniuses that are out there trying to take our money, especially the evil geniuses that are overseas that are trying to do this all the time, that would seem to me that if you're talking 2 to 7 years, somewhere in that range within a decade, that's massively successful.
Do you think the good guys can stay ahead of the bad guys?
You know, that it's impossible to say, but I think when it comes to encryption, yes. But
and if they can keep their liquor license, then why not, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the important part. And, that's what matters to Rob.
Good guys.
Good guys is like, a lot of
people. That's right.
When we talk about good guys, Mike, not the people that are making life easier for us, the guys that put strippers out for lunchtime.
That's true.
I completely missed
the good guys reference, you know. My mind is so not there anymore, and you know, I was a very good boy the week that I was in Washington D.C.
Because walking you wanted
by,
to be.
Yes, you know what? Sunny days, Oscar.
Wisconsin Avenue on your most recent visit, did the fake wood paneling out front, did it call to you?
You know what, Rob? I was so set in my modification of my behavior that I crossed the street and went up to Whole Foods, which is on the same side of the street as the good guys. I crossed the street and walked by the good guy. I never got within 4 feet of their door.
Did you know that?
Because I thought that maybe the thump 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 of the music might make me take a right hand turn and go in there and see Ludmilla on the pole, and there would be my afternoon.
That's actually the name of their lunch menu at Good Guys? Whole Foods.
Mike, I heard a rumor that their chip and pin has a whole new meaning and process.
Well, I think we did some good there, ladies and gentlemen.
Excellent.
Thank you, Oscar, for Technology Corner, and Rob Spiewak, keep getting her done. We're very happy about that.
I can find my way home.
We'll take a break, and we will come back with news you may not need. This is the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. Debbie Harry.
This is the Internet's Steve Mermelstein. Perhaps you know me from The AmeriCast, where Marcus Serta serves as my sidekick. But I'm here to tell you about another podcast, Cake and Cookies. Cake and Cookies has Rob Spiewak and Katie Von Herman, and I never miss an episode. It's an important part of my well-balanced podcast listening.
Mermelstein, we need another promo, Mermelstein. It has, you know what? I think I have a pretty good feel for them, don't I?
Yeah, I have.
When the shelf life, it's just one too many Mermelstein promos. You know what I mean? I want new, fresh Mermelstein.
Critics love Steve, though.
They love Steve, but they like fresh Steve. Yes. They don't like, even Mermelstein needs to update once
You know
in a
where
while.
He's That's from? It. He's from up north.
Northwest.
North.
So what I'm asking for, Mermelstein, is that I'd like more. I want more new you. That's what I want.
Something maybe for the holidays.
Yes, a Mermelstein holiday promo. Yeah. That'll be wonderful.
Perhaps not Christmas, though.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Barry Show. Do you have a million photos around your house, in your phone, in your computer? I know I do. And, you know, it's fun. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy putting them up online. I really like that. But I also like the traditional activity of beautiful framed artwork and photographs, and nobody does it better than framebridge.com. They can frame absolutely anything. I use them myself. I'm looking at my son right now. Absolutely incredible picture that I had framed just a few weeks ago. The thing about it is this was a picture that I had in my phone. I went to framebridge.com. Probably less than 6 minutes, my entire transaction was done.
Wow.
And they had a remarkably fast turnaround, and now it's hanging on my wall with amazing hardware because FrameBridge rolls like that. Prices start at just $39. They're up to 70% less than traditional framing stores. FrameBridge has tons of framing options. They've got classic, eclectic. They have it all. You have to try FrameBridge because it is so easy. You can have your phone in your hand, you can have your computer, and you can do it bingo bango. TMOS. That's the code we want you to use. You have to try FrameBridge. This is the offer. 15% off your first order and free shipping when you use our code. That's TMOS. An amazing deal. Go to FrameBridge.com. Find your favorite frame from their curated collection. Upload your art or mail it in for free. Preview your art in the custom frame. Enter the code TMOS at checkout and get 15% off and free shipping. Then receive your beautiful custom art ready to hang. Don't wait. This offer is this week only. Go to FrameBridge.com. Use the TMOS code and save, everybody.
News.
There is word going round, and they give you with this story almost everything you need. I have a theory, but I'll be interested to know what you guys say.
Yeah.
Word going around the internet that a male celebrity has been outed as HIV positive. Supposedly, he's known for at least 2 years, and he's dated several high-profile women in that time. No names have been revealed yet, but his conquests allegedly include, quote, an award-winning actress, a religious movie star, a top Hollywood personality with a controversial past, a TV star, a media personality, and a glamour model.
Wow.
Want some
many
more clues?
People. Yeah, please. Yeah, please.
Here are a few more clues to this guy's identity. He's middle-aged and notorious for, quote, one-night stands, drug binges, and encounters with prostitutes. I think Charlie Sheen.
It's got to be Charlie Sheen.
There's no word on how he contracted HIV, but there's a lot of room there to speculate. He hasn't wanted to come forward because he didn't want to do the disease to ruin his career, but it's starting to become an open secret in Hollywood. Also, he's bracing for possible legal action from sexual partners who think he put them at risk.
You can live off HIV these days, right?
Yeah, it's not a death sentence anymore.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know what? If it's who I think, and we anybody have any other theories?
I would say that, you know, everything you broke down, if that seems, but again, it's all alleged. Does the article even say anything?
Well, the prostitute story was Charlie Sheen. Is there anybody else? I can't think of anybody, right?
Well, I was going to make a horrible joke. I
prostitutes
won't say that.
Plural?
Yeah, if it's plural prostitutes, and also it seems to me they're doing everything except spell his name.
How about this? It's dangerous to speculate, especially for something like this.
It is.
Well, it's totally dangerous to speculate, but you know, if he's in that situation, he could do some good by coming forward, but you just
raising
don't
awareness,
hear that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like the 80s when the late 80s when this was such a massive deal and you hear about this and Magic Johnson came out with this. It was we'll keep you posted, but that's what we've got. Burt Reynolds is talking mustache. He tells People magazine, quote, after I grew it, I got better parts and better ladies. He was known as the most famous mustache in Hollywood.
Yeah.
One lady he wishes it didn't get him was Lonnie Anderson. God, he's not letting it go, is he?
You know, it's almost sad because now he's becoming like the reflective old man saying that he shouldn't have let Sally Field go and then still hates Lonnie.
Yeah, Bert's
not
happy.
He used to be so cool. He really did used to be cool.
He says, quote, I should have known that you don't marry an actress. That was a really dumb move on my part. In his new book, Bert says, quote, she bought everything in triplicate, from everyday dresses to jewelry to china and linens. She told me, I never wear a dress after it's been photographed. I have to dress like a star. I gave her a platinum American Express card with a $45,000 credit limit. She maxed it out in half an hour. But still, Bert says that if Lonnie reads the book, she'll be surprised he wasn't tougher on her. Wow. No, not at all with that comment. The book is called But Enough About Me, A Memoir, and it comes out next Tuesday. Might have to pick that up.
I bet it's good. You know what would be great for that is the audiobook on Audible. Wouldn't you like to hear Bert reading Bert?
Yeah. I gave her a credit card. She maxed it out in an hour. You know, it's going to sound like that, too, because he's got all that pressure surgery with his Botox covering up his lips. It's going to be like that. Burt Reynolds, The Memoir, read by Mickey Rourke. New York Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., big player in fantasy football leagues, and a big player if you're a Giants fan, is becoming infamous for his one-handed catches. Some of the most spectacular catches I've ever seen by this guy. But he's working on using his other hand. I like this story. And not necessarily for two-handed catches. He's trying to become so ambidextrous that he can catch with both hands, and he's doing as many things as possible with his left hand.
Oh, hey. Dear.
Including writing and brushing his teeth. He's also been playing around with footballs in practice with his offhand and swinging a bat left-handed. He's even kicking footballs with his left foot just to help his body's balance in the hopes that it'll help his overall coordination.
Wow.
Hey, when you're a wide receiver, you know, that reach is a big deal.
Anything
you can do that. He's already seeing results. Quote, the football is not a foreign object in this hand now. You adapt the hand so that you know the football is supposed to be in that hand, too. You just feel it better. So that's kind of cool.
They get used to it. Years ago, when Tiki Barber had a really bad fumbling season, they made him carry a football all the time. At practice, home, everything. He had to always carry a football because it was more of a mental thing.
Yeah.
He had to be used to holding the football
all the time.
All the time.
So rather than when he was at NBC, they should have had him carry a microphone. Am I right, lady? There you go. Sorry. The stigma about moving back in with your parents is fading away. So many people do it these days. You're almost weird if you're 22 and not living at home. I don't know how you feel, Rob. I've got an 18 and a 20-year-old. I wouldn't mind one bit. I wouldn't mind a bit. I swear to God, I would be fine with that.
I've been thinking about it, and I am so... Julia is... I mean, we're on a rocket ship of timeline right now. It's not going to be long before she goes to college.
Right.
And I know that when it's done, if she wants to come back, we'll be thrilled to have her back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it.
Latin families, they'll keep you there as long as they can.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's still not the most ideal situation. It gets less ideal the older you get. Time magazine analyzed census data to figure out which college majors are most likely to lead people right back to living in their mom's basement at age 22 and at age 29, criminal justice majors are most likely to move home right after college.
Really?
61%. Wow.
Seems
live
high.
Live with their parents when they're 22. That's astonishing.
That is.
There are seven other majors where at least half of people move right back home. Education, history, liberal arts and humanities, architecture, communications.
Thank you.
Medical and health science and services. And physical fitness. I think I know what this is. This is probably, they're probably employable, and they're getting jobs, but they're just not getting paid what they need to get paid. Welcome to America.
I hear a lot of majors in there that would sort of overlap with education.
Right.
And teachers don't make any money. There's actually an entire subcategory there called VCU student. And they all go home.
I've been reading this for 10 years. Engineering majors are the least likely to live at home after college. It's because they get paid an ass load of money.
Yeah.
Only 32% move back in with their parents. When you get to age 29, history majors are the most likely to still be living at home. That's so sad because I think it's such a valuable major. I really do. I think we need historians. You know, 15% of psychology. There's Catherine. Hello, darling. Liberal arts. Hello, Elizabeth. And philosophy majors are still living with their parents. So
Marco Rubio says no welders ever move back home.
Thank you, Marco. A woman in Australia named Deanne Fraser recently woke up in the middle of the night after her water broke and knew she couldn't get to a hospital in time. G'day, mate. We don't know her age, but she looks like she's in her late 20s. Luckily, her boyfriend was there, but unfortunately, he didn't handle it too well. His name is Tim Evans, and it's not clear who called for an ambulance, but Deanne was talking to the dispatcher when he told her to put Tim on the phone so he could walk him through the delivery.
Sure.
Then as soon as Tim got on the phone and got the instructions, Tim said he was too grossed out and thought he might puke.
Oh,
so he handed the phone back to his wife and he left the house.
He left the house.
Wow. What a pussy. Oh.
He ended up running to get his sister who lives down the street, but by the time they got back, the baby was born. Thankfully, Deanne and the kid are both fine, but she says because it was so scary, she might not want to have any more children. Maybe she doesn't need to be married to that guy anymore. That's
I think I might puke.
Later.
And now, a little something-something for you fellas. A 28-year-old guy was just arrested in Kobe, Japan, after he was spotted hiding in a small, filthy sewer drain, taking pictures and videos up women's skirts as they walked over the grate. The drain wasn't very big, just about 2 feet deep and under 2 feet wide. God, he must be a little guy.
Yeah.
He had to contort himself to get in there, and he only got busted because his hair was sticking out of the top of the drain. That's funny.
Why?
This is the second time this guy's been busted for the same move. The last time was in April. Back then, he told cops he loved looking up women's skirts so much that if he could be born again, he would want to be a street. Wow.
Wow. What a nice guy.
That gives new meaning to the term rising sun. Am I right, ladies?
There you go. Yeah. Yes, there is.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Go, Daddy!
Do you talk
C++?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tone that into port 25 and fake an email?
Can I?
Do you like to surf the back plane of a router?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about, Oscar?
Best
it's
part.
Technology and the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment.
Chip and
it's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Tech 411 Show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
Is technology and the way it affects your life.
New episode.
That's right, old promo.
Couldn't blow up doing the same show, but I was thinking about it.
Oh,
anyway,
that's a favorite. Everyone loves that one.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. 5 episodes a week, not enough for you to satisfy your TMOS cravings. You're not alone. We need you to subscribe because we want you to support the Mike O'Mara Show. Get the 2016 TMOS bonus package. Admitting that you want it is the first step in getting what you crave.
Great.
Subscribe to a full year of bonus content. It's waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You get all the 2016 bonus shows, on-demand video access to our bonus shows. That means you get to watch us on the cameras. Access to the entire bonus show anthology. That's over a 25% savings. And most importantly, this is our fundraiser for 2016. This is the best way for you to support the show. We need your help. The show does not continue unless you get the bonus content. So please remember to do that. Waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just click the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. And you can give them as gifts, too. It's a great gift for the TMOS fan in your life. Buy one for them and for yourself. The TMOS bonus package, it's what you want. And besides, you deserve it. Order it today. Let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, November 12, 2015.
Mike, you've always been very kind. You say if I have any audio that you that I think you should have, I should send it right away. But I held off on this one because I wanted to see your face when you first heard it.
All right.
The University of California, Santa Barbara has recently restored and put online thousands of wax cylinders. Old recordings that the first way that Edison captured mainline media was on wax cylinders. And they've digitized them, and there's a song that... I know we have a song that indicates the average age in your neighborhood.
you mean something's going to be going into my soundboard?
I think you're
going to
like this. This is written by Irving Berlin, and this was sent along by Trip Affleck. It's called In Florida Among the Palms.
If I had my way, I'd always stay in Florida among the palms.
Ah, Trippy genius.
With the air of I don't care and lazy atmosphere that calms. My one favorite home is upon.
I just stood slack-jawed.
Start it again.
It has a great beginning, does it not? Yeah, there it is.
Carl and I are going to a big social event this week. It's too much. It's right there.
But isn't it nice that for 100 years people have been talking about how glorious it is to be in your hometown?
In Florida, among the palms, as I am as we speak. Ross
beautiful, Spiewak. Isn't it? Now, we lost a historical musical footnote, but a pretty important one that you might not know about. When the Beatles were first brought in to the studio and they met their producer, George Martin, he wasn't sure that Ringo was the right drummer for the band. So when they recorded their first single, Love Me Do, Ringo did not play drums on it. He played tambourine, and he brought in a session drummer named Andy White. Now, Andy White passed away this week. Ringo did drum on one version on Love Me Do, the one that was on the album, but this is the single. And actually, he's a better drummer on it because he does a cymbal hit that I think is key to the record being a success. So what you're hearing here, you hear Ringo's tambourine, but Andy White is the drummer. And, you know, everyone calls themselves the fifth Beatle. He really was a fifth Beatle. He did this cymbal crash, which is one of my favorite parts of the record. And Ringo did not do that when he drummed on the record. So safe home, Andy White. Now, while we're talking Great Britain, there's a great video. Having a good time, Mike?
I'm sorry.
This is a really...
just to clarify, I love that cymbal as well. Cool. I think it makes the song.
I think it does, too. And a lot of people don't know that Ringo did
so
not...
So Bob White drummed on it?
No. It was Mrs. White with the cymbal in the conservatory.
Here are the Beatles to sing for you.
Go ahead, introduce it, Bob.
Okay. All right, start the song again.
Love me do.
Bay Country 103. This is Bob White. All right, anyway, go ahead.
All right,
stop
the music. Stop the music. I love this. This is
really... Between the Tony Perkins show and this show and your love, you boys, I swear to God, the Fab Four, they get their due.
Some would say
there are other artists out there, guys. There are other artists out there.
Such as?
Huh?
Journey.
Oh, very good. Oh, Drake.
Buddy Rich.
Very good.
Sorry.
I love little kids with British accents, and this is nothing but cute. I love this. This is a 5-year-old British kid finding out that his mom is pregnant. What she does is she hands him the picture of the, what do you call it, the sonogram of the belly.
Okay.
And he has to figure out what it is. But listen to the way this kid talks. This is a cute voice.
What is that?
Guess what?
What?
You're going to be big brother.
Oh. Is that your baby?
Yeah.
Is it coming in?
In my belly.
Is it in your belly?
Yeah.
Just now?
Yeah.
Is it?
That's where I've been, to the hospital.
Oh! Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you really having a baby?
Yeah.
Is it in there?
Yeah, no, it's only tiny. It's about that small, look.
I'm going to be a new big brother. I hope you're not joking.
I'm not joking.
He can sleep in my bed.
He can sleep in my bed.
Yeah,
isn't that cute?
That's the world, baby. That's what it's all about right there.
That is cool.
What it is all about right there. Fantastic.
Now, on the flip side, do you remember when we talked about Peter Robbins, the guy who had a bad blow up with a judge a couple years ago, which wasn't notable until I told you he did the voice of Charlie Brown in the first three Peanuts specials.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he pled guilty yesterday. I'm sorry, I guess it's appropriate. He pleaded guilty yesterday to trying to pay and arrange for the death of two people. One of them was a sheriff. And he blames it on being bipolar and having mental issues. And frankly, Mike,
you think?
I saw it coming.
I feel depressed. I know I should be happy. I just don't understand it. Instead of feeling happy, I feel sort of let down.
Yeah, I mean, who didn't see the coming?
You know, it's so funny. He doesn't have the raspiness, but your son, Robert III, has that kind of Charlie Brown quality. Yeah, you know what? I just had a thought. We should have Charlie Brown moment and have your son read them.
Oh, you know what? I smell a promo coming, and I know exactly how it's going to come out.
Yes.
Excellent. All right, very cool. And we close with a fact I learned on Colbert last night.
Please.
Heavy metal music actually can attract sharks.
You can actually attract sharks by playing heavy metal music. And it makes sense. The shark is the most metal of all animals. What with its razor-sharp teeth, its thirst for blood, and instinctive disrespect for its stepdad, Rick. You're not its real father, Rick. You can't tell it when it has to be home. Now, biologists say that sharks prefer death metal, and this is true. I'm not making this up, because the low-frequency vibrations of the heavy music apparently sound like struggling fish. By the way, struggling fish, also the name of my favorite death metal band.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show's come and gone, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And preschoolers, Don't Bite My Kid.
Yeah.
If you want to
yeah.
correspond with the show, with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177 to get your message into the mailbag, drops bag. Rob with two Bs at MikeOmaraShow.com. We rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS. Get the 2016 bonus show packages, please. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, not so fast, Mr. Big Shot. I got to tell you that MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and use our website. Always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Now go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.